Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Jeremy Cohen, You were a coach.
Yeah.
Do you feel that locker rooms can have distractions?
I think they can. I feel like you could have one person that's distracting from everything else. Somebody's taking away. I don't know that I fully understand this story of why you take things away. It seems like you're just punishing the team.
Joe, what's the story? What are the distractions that the Baltimore Ravens are talking about in their locker room? I reported on the scene, Joe.
They removed cornhole boards, ping pong tables, video game consoles, and there was one other thing.
Those guys can still play those things at home, right? Yeah. I don't get it.
I mean, you know the main... The main response, all right, take away Marlon's podcasting equipment.
See, this is my thing.
This dumbass said boneless wings were better than real wings.
I think the boneless aren't wings, tenders.
Depends on the wings.
I think, Joe and Jeremy, players can be distracted. Individual players can be distracted by outside noise. I don't believe a team can be distracted by one particular thing. I don't believe that. Because everybody's not wired the same. Let's say it was a story, an off-the-field story about a player who got in some trouble. You may have some players that are close to that guy or some players that just can't dial in who are distracted by that. But you have other players on that team that couldn't give a rip. Mm-hmm. They're going to do what they do every day. So I don't think a cornhole board, ping pong tables distracts a team. And if you got individuals who are spending too much time playing cornhole or ping pong, probably guys you don't want on the team.
Yeah.
That to me reeks desperation. We're losing. We're 1-5. So no more games. You guys don't deserve to play cornhole. Well, you want us to have fun, but you don't want us to have fun.
You know what I think they should do is fix the stuff on the field.
Yeah.
Like that stuff. Again, if let's say the whole team is just over there playing video games nonstop. You come in and you're trying to talk to them. I get it. But I doubt
but you know that's not happening.
No.
That's not happening, Jeremy.
This is some stupid knee-jerk reaction like, well, okay, they're not, we got to get them focused, so let's take something away. If they win this week, do you give it back? How long is their punishment?
Yeah.
Can they come outside to play?
So now you're making grown men think, okay, now you're not treating us like grown men.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's just.
That's. I mean, the more and more we talk about it, the less and less I like this.
Desperation, bro. I'm telling you.
I just don't, like, again, in the downtime in there. What's the difference of camaraderie of playing sports? Unless, again, if you have something that's causing arguments and fights, I'm listening to you. All right, you know what? You guys want to fight over this every day? I'm taking it away.
Well, they didn't say they play a spades, did they?
No.
That's the only thing that causes arguments and fights.
They took all the spades away. They can only play hearts. Sucks.
Man. Solitaire.
Yeah, but again, like this just seems something so trivial. Like You're grasping at straws trying to fix something that has nothing to do with it.
I got news for people. Players have outside lives. They're not players 24/7 a day. You want them to be, but they're not. You think they are, but they're not. It's a job to them. As much as you don't want to believe that. Meaning when they check out, they do other things. They have other interests. You and I have other interests. Yeah. I leave here, I go work out, I coach. Coaching doesn't distract me from doing radio. Doesn't distract me from doing TV. It's just something that I love to do. It's something that's added on. These players, they got to stop doing podcasts. Why? Are they skipping practice to do podcasts? Are they not watching film to do podcasts? Or are they compartmentalizing their lives and doing something else? Extra.
You know what this seems like? Something a college coach would do.
It does.
Or a high school coach.
You mean when Coach K took away the logos on the uniform because they weren't playing up the snuff? That's what that is?
Kind of.
You treat them like kids. That's my point.
Actually, I think that makes more sense than taking away the stuff they're doing in the locker room or clubhouse, whatever it may be.
He took away all the logos out of the locker room and everything. Which must be nice to have that kind of loot.
Yeah.
Redo the carpet. Remove the D.
Okay, it's been 2 weeks. We're winning now. Put the carpet back. That sounds like my dad. I would come home from school.
So you say give him the D?
Give him the D. I'd come home from school and my dad would be like, we're rearranging the furniture. And I'm like, why? Because I want to see something different.
Who is Joe yelling at?
I don't know. I just heard an F-bomb in the other room.
Baltimore, Trippy. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with you?
Not much, man.
Hey, man, Jeremy, of course, Rob over there crying about video games, man. I'm mad too old to keep playing video.
Hold up for a second. You say that. Am I underemployed?
What you, bro?
No. You're not going to drop.
You're overemployed.
Am I underemployed?
No.
Were my kids taken care of?
Yeah.
All right. Are my bills paid?
Yeah, but
I'm not too old. I'm too old if I'm sitting at home and I'm not checking those other boxes and I'm playing video games and smoking weed. That makes me too old to play video games. But go ahead.
I don't know about smoking weed. Well,
exactly. But you know why? Because that's because that's what you want to do. So you're not too old as just wake and bake.
Hey, Rob, but look.
I think you are.
About the distraction, though.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know what I'm going to say, Rob, and I don't care what nobody say. Whoever came up with that rule is a clown.
It's a clown move, man. We agree on that.
Let me tell you why. I'm going to be real with you, right? How the hell you going to take the stuff that brings people together?
Exactly.
Like, come on. But you got to... can I say it?
You want camaraderie. You want camaraderie in the locker room, and you take away the things that bring camaraderie.
Anyway, but you got two dumbasses like Kyle Van Noy and Marlon Humphrey want to be on podcasts. They need to take that off. How about they take that off? Like, that's a joke, man. Hardball is a joke. And you know what? This is a sign. Remember, I've been saying it 2 weeks ago. They're losing the locker room. Hello?
Yeah, you did.
And let us lose to this bed. Let us lose to this bed Sunday.
Well, I tell you what. You called in. You made a shot about my video games, but you ended with a bang. You redeemed yourself.
Y'all enjoy y'all day, man.
Hello.
Imagine though,
now I'm gonna get a text for him.
Harbaugh can't, like, if he goes to the player and says, "I'm gonna tell you what you can do, what you can and can't do off the field," then you're really gonna lose people.
See, that I do disagree with him on the podcast thing. I'm gonna say it again. It goes back to what he said about the video games. If I'm neglecting my other responsibilities, then it's a distraction. If they're not neglecting their responsibilities of football players, Jeremy, then podcasts aren't distractions. They're not.
I mean, like, you got to let these guys do, like, people want them to go on the podcast and just talk about football and how everything's wrong. Do you want to talk about a 1-5 team over and over again?
Not only that, Jeremy, when you hang out with your buddies, do you want to talk about work all the time?
No. I've even said this, like, I hate when I get around, not family per se, but people where I feel like I'd rather have a conversation with you than you interview me.
I hate that.
Like, let's just talk. Let's have a beer. Let's talk. Like, you give me your opinion. I'll give you mine.
So
like,
what do you think about that? What do you think about this? Albert Pujols will not get the Angels job, but will he have the opportunity for the Baltimore job? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Cobb, we're giving out shovels.
Oh, I got a shovel for you. I'm going to give it to This is an interesting one. I'm going to give it to the referees in New York for something that happened in the Minnesota game. I don't know if you saw the play, but TJ Hockenson is talking about it now, and I'll tell you what he told the public that the ref said to him after his touchdown was overturned.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The fan, Jeremy Conn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to New York. And again, I don't know if they're wrong with this, but there has to be something with these referees where they can't be talking out of pocket. TJ Hockenson caught a pass in the end zone that may have won the game for the Vikings. I think that was third and long. He catches this pass, and as he's going to the ground, he's got his hands underneath the ball. He hits the ground, and as he's coming up, the ball comes loose, but the ball is in his hands. And as he's coming loose, he re-catches it. Doesn't go out of bounds. He's still in bounds. They called it a touchdown on the field. I showed you the video. What do you think?
I think it's a touchdown.
I don't know. And then the reason I'm bringing this up and giving a shovel is that the refs told TJ Hockenson it was going to stand, that it was definitely a touchdown. And then New York calls back and says, no, we're overturning it. And like, I look at this, when they asked Mike Pereira, who's the, you know, or Dean Blandino, I forget who it was, the expert on rules. I think it was Pereira.
It was Pereira.
Pereira.
Yeah. And he's going, oh yeah, we think this is going to be overturned. But And then one of the announcers goes, but the ball comes loose after he comes back up.
Right.
Like, it's not on the ground at that point. Well, he's got to maintain the catch through. I don't know what the right answer is, but the refs definitely should not be telling T.J. Hockenson it's not getting overturned.
But the ball never touched the ground.
I think it's a touchdown, but I'm also biased because I had the Vikings. So don't get me started on that. But it's such a weird play. Like, we need to have something.
And I agree. The refs should not be telling them it's going
to
be it.
So maybe I should be giving my shovel more to the refs than New York, but I'm giving it to New York for overturning it because that pissed me off.
My shovel goes to the person who decided to eliminate the quote-unquote distractions from the Raiders locker room. You know what you've done? You've become a distraction. You wanted to eliminate, and you became that. Because now all the talk was, I'm sure as soon as they did that, Jeremy, the talk was about what? Eliminating these things.
Yeah.
You can't govern people, man. You can't. Some things you just got to let go.
What if Lamar didn't come to practice because he wanted to play video games and
at
ping
home? Sometimes what happens, and it's great because when you coach long enough, you've done enough. That means you've done enough right. But it also means you made a lot of mistakes. Coached 23 years.
Yep.
I made a lot of mistakes. What happens when you're trying to get people's attention and you force it, you lose them. Get people's attention by doing your job. Don't say, hey, I'm talking. Oh, you're not listening to me? Okay, fine. And you start unplugging things because now you lost them.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to force it.
It seems like
whatever this is, is someone forcing the issue.
It seems like a dad that heard his kid got in trouble at school and then he just goes and takes the video game and the TV out of his room.
Yeah.
I get that one. I don't get this. He's a grown man.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not listening to you, taking things away from them only makes them move further away from you. Find another way to connect with them. How about, I don't know, go in there and play the game with them? I don't know. How about say, listen, guys, I know you guys are playing your games right now, but give me 5 minutes. I got something for you.
I bet that stuff gets returned after they beat the Bears.
But that doesn't...
But
the respect doesn't return.
No. We got to win. Yeah, you got to win because Lamar came back, if he comes back.
Yeah.
If he doesn't come back, you ain't getting a win.
To me, that is... When you force people to pay attention to you, Pastor Wayne Cockrell said when I was a kid, said true leadership does not have to sit here and force people to lead. If you are a leader and you look behind you and nobody's following, you know what you're doing, Jeremy? You're just taking a walk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You ain't leading nobody. You're just taking a walk.
The blind leading the blind.
So my question is the leadership of the Ravens, John Harbaugh, y'all guys just taking a walk right now?
Like, who came up with the idea?
I want to know that. That's why if you notice, I didn't designate the shovel for someone in particular. I said whoever came up with that.
At worst, you have young men on these teams, not boys. These are guys out of college. They're young men. Treat them like men.
Yeah. You walk in the room, you know who the leader is. If you got to ask, ain't no leader in that room.
It's a weird thing because I really want to see them turn this around just for everyone's sake.
But I'm beginning to wonder
if the writing's on the wall and this is something that had to happen to get right.
Okay, we cannot ignore this. I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask both of you this, Joseph. If Lamar Jackson does not play Sunday, is there a little bit of thought that maybe Lamar is sending a message?
It's hard for me to say that because, like,
but again, you can't say no.
No, but I understood when people said it with the contract situation in the year that, like, that made more sense than looking for an extension or something like that. Maybe he's not happy. We did hear about somebody going to ownership, a premier player. They said a star player going to ownership and complaining about the coach.
And I said to you, what if that was Lamar? I don't think if Lamar is making a statement, I don't think it's a contract statement.
What statement is he making?
That he wants to play ping pong.
I think
the statement that he's making is there needs to be a change at the top, if that's the case.
I think it's more of a statement of the fact that he won't play unless he's 100% healthy.
I don't think that's the case. Lamar Jackson's played not 100% healthy.
He didn't come back in time for that playoff game.
Because I don't believe that has everything to do with the health. I believe at the time, and I still believe that was about contract. I'm not coming back. To further jeopardize myself. Who was the running back for the Dallas Cowboys back then?
When?
Who was almost sure to take over for Zeke Elliott. And he got hurt in the playoff
game. Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard was sure to get that contract, was he not?
Yep.
And he went out there in a playoff game and he broke it. And what happened? Where's Tony Pollard?
Tennessee.
Never got paid. Never got paid. And I believe in my heart of heart, Lamar Jackson was hurt that year. But I believe if he had that, everybody kept saying, well, Patrick Mahomes, he played hurt. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes has 500 million reasons to play hurt. Lamar Jackson did not. I don't think Lamar Jackson was faking the injury, but I think Lamar Jackson made a business decision, and I'm not going out there and further jeopardizing myself, well, and I'm not under contract.
He's also said, though, after that season, he said, I wasn't fully healthy. I'm not going to play if he can't play his game. So I think that's what's going on right now.
I don't care what he said back then. If Lamar Jackson had that $300 million contract, he'd have played in that playoff game. I don't care what he says.
So, but he has the contract now. So why is he not playing?
I told you if he's making a statement. Not saying he is. If he's making a statement, the statement is about the leadership. If he's making a statement, Lamar Jackson could be really seriously hurt. But I'm saying if he is making a statement, the statement is about the leadership. So,
but he's the leadership.
No. Coaching.
See, my thought process is like I don't think in either situation that he sat out. Other than injury. Like, I don't believe that because the type of player he is, and the only time I listened to it is when people were talking about the contract because that's huge.
I think it was.
I think it was. And maybe he was. I don't think he was. And I definitely don't think he's sitting out this year just out of spite or looking for an extension or because, like, he could play and still bitch about the coach. I don't, you know, again, okay. Maybe in your, in let your me, does let he me. Want him gone and he's not playing because he knows if he doesn't play, he'd be gone.
He could play and bitch about the coach. Let's go back to 2018. Was John Harbaugh on the hot seat?
Yes.
What saved them?
Lamar.
Winning. Winning saved them. If Lamar Jackson comes back and goes 9-2, what do you do with John Harbaugh?
He's staying.
Man, we act, yep. We act like these guys aren't human. They're human beings.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when people start, they're millionaires. They got to get out there and play. Man, you go to work with a torn hamstring and see how you feel.
They're human beings. They know what they want. Greg in Middle River. What's up, Greg? Greg?
Yeah. What's up? Look, I agree with you, Rob. I think that Harbaugh has lost the team. The message has already been sent, you know. And I don't think Zach Orr was never the answer either.
Never.
I know, as soon as they signed him, I said, no, it's not. That's not it. You know, and I'm trying to wonder if, you know, I know Ozzie used to have a hand in everything, you know, because he had an eye for, you know, examining, getting good talent like Anquan Boldin, Terrell Suggs. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, who's, you know, calling the shots. Or, I mean, well, I know the cost is there, but, you know, something is missing, you know, but. And as far as Indiana's concerned, man, that's the college team, that's all we talked about yesterday on the job. That team has it.
Yeah, they do. They do have it, no doubt about that. To me, Jeremy, Joe, there's nothing more telling to me about what the condition of the Ravens, the state of the Ravens, than the reports that you're removing distractions from the team locker room. What are we, in college? We're going to talk more about that. Did the Bills lost this break, this football team? We'll talk about that at 6:45, but on the other side. Albert Pujols is out for the Angels job. Does that open up an opportunity for him in Baltimore? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:32 on this Taco Tuesday. So Albert Pujols is familiar with the Angels organization. Am I right?
Yes.
And they decided not to hire him as the manager.
Does that worry you?
Yep. Then where are you?
I guess a little bit. Like, I think people are questioning Albert Pujols because he's never done it. And I've heard people say, oh, I don't want him. I mean, that's a baseball lifer. I think he knows baseball. I don't know if he's the manager they want. They've said some other names like Scott Service. I don't know that I'm
Torrey
interested
Hunter.
In that. Torrey Hunter, that's another interesting one of a baseball lifer. I mean,
he said he wouldn't get it either.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope they pick the right guy. Maybe, like, you never know. Mike Tomlin, when he walked into the interview with the Steelers, he won them over.
Yeah.
They're like, that's our guy.
He was the epitome of the Rooney Rule. He was given an opportunity because of the Rooney Rule, and they said, well, you never know what happens in interviews. He happened in the interview, and he took it from the guy that they wanted. I told you last week, who was the former lineman?
Oh, it was Wisenhunt?
Yeah, Ken Wisenhunt was the guy. It was his job.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin walked in and said, let me get that up off you.
Well, he said they want him. He won him over.
Well, like 19 years later,
and he took over the meeting or the interview.
Yeah.
So
I can, can't you envision that though now? Now knowing him?
Yeah. But I also, like, I could also see Albert Pujols being a guy that players respect ultimately and look up to. And I mean, he's one of the greatest hitters of our generation. And I don't know if that makes him a great manager. Give him a great bench coach to go along with it, and then we see where the chips may fall. But again, this isn't me pushing for Albert Pujols. I'm just open to all ideas.
Okay. You know football.
Mm-hmm.
You know baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know basketball. Give me either sport where one of the greatest who ever did it at what they do became a great manager or coach.
Larry Bird. Rick Carlisle did that.
Rick Carlisle did that. You know damn well. There's, which is your point about giving a good bench coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But give me one.
I mean, there's not a lot of great examples. There's good baseball players,
yeah,
and catchers that we could sit here and talk about, yep, that went on to success in managing in the NBA.
Mike Socia wasn't great.
No, we had some good coaches in the NBA. Like, when you think about some of the greatest, Red Auerbach wasn't a player.
No.
You know, you go
Phil
back.
Phil Jackson was an okay player.
Yeah, but he was more one of those. It's another one of those guys where you're like, yeah, he got to see everything. He wasn't the star.
Exactly.
He had to be the best at everything that he was doing to be a part of that.
When you're one of the greatest of all time, you only see the game from one view.
Yeah.
You only know one view. That's from the top. I just, you know, I don't. I'm not saying he can't do it, just history's not on his side.
Yeah. And I guess in football, we could sit here and look at, I mean, Mike Singletary got an opportunity. And
how good was he?
Yeah, people didn't think much of him. I'm sure there's some names out there of guys that have become coaches and have had some success, but like a lot of times
Gaston was a pretty good ball player.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good ball player. Wasn't one of the greatest, though.
Yeah. Again, I hear you on that, but I don't want to be the one that overlooks the guy that ends up being the guy, you know? Like, there's always a, I don't want to say he'd be the first, but you put me on the spot and I'm trying to think of somebody. Magic Johnson.
No. I played college baseball. I've coached baseball, football, and basketball. I played college baseball. You know my worst sport to coach?
What?
Baseball. I'm probably the world's worst baseball coach.
Why is Seriously. That?
I don't know. I just that's the sport I was best. I was you could say I was best at because I played in college. I'm the world's. You know the worst sport for me as a player, basketball. But yet that's the best sport for me to coach.
See,
I was a bad basketball player. I was the world's smallest power forward.
But
I was just.
But
I'm black. I know. I was I was bad amongst the black guys. I was.
You stood out with the white dudes.
I could do two things: shoot and defend. That was it. I can shoot and defend. I mean, I'm not talking about 3-and-D guy. I was like, maybe.
Well, that's one more thing than Billy Ripken, because he can defend.
I was a mid-range guy that, you know, makes close-in shots. I wasn't good, man. I was the last guy picked in pickup, unless I was with my boys. That's it. So just because you're good at something doesn't make you a great teacher of it.
Well, I remember the story about Ted Williams trying to become a hitting coach, and he's like looking at these guys like, no, like this. Like, had a hard time teaching it, because who in their right mind is going to be able to hit like Ted Williams no matter what he tells you?
Because he can only see it from one view. That's my point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're bad, when you're not very good at something, you seek advice of others because you want to get better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is Ted Williams getting advice from? He's the one giving the advice. You know, when you're like middle of the pack or worse, you're constantly in everybody else's ear. You're getting a little bit of information from everybody because you want to add to your game. Well, that creates your coaching resume.
Yeah. I mean, I get it from that standpoint, but again, I'm just not blocking off anything and saying he can't do it. I'm hopeful that they hire some guy that has experience because ultimately that's where I thought they were going to go. I think I'm interested to see where Brandon Hyde ends up because I still think he's a good manager. And I know a lot of people would disagree with me on that. He didn't deserve what happened to him this year, but hey, these are the breaks in baseball.
My buddy Ben said Deion Sanders.
Yeah, he's not a good coach, man. Come on, guys. Stop that. Stop that. How's Colorado doing
right now?
Colorado
Rockies are 3-4, Ben.
Or you mean Buffaloes.
I mean Buffaloes. They're 3-4 and 1-3 in the conference. Well, what
they won at Jacksonville State.
Define good.
With D1 players. Top of the line. Like,
yeah. When did Hunter get drafted? Was he number 2 or 3?
Number 2.
So he had the number 2 overall draft pick.
At Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State.
With his son, who everybody thinks is the greatest quarterback since sliced bread. I don't know why people are hating on Dylan Gabriel. He was so happy after his first win, and people were like, should be Shador. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get the Deion is third from the bottom in the Big 12 conference right now. He's 1-3. Only two teams worse than him, Mountaineers, Oklahoma State.
One of those wins is against Delaware, so I mean.
No, conference wins. He has a conference win. I'm trying to see who that was against.
That was just recently, I think, wasn't it?
That was just last week.
Yeah.
Iowa State.
Yeah, I was going Colorado.
It was a good win. It was a good win.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, like Deion's done it for a couple of years. You still have to see more, but what has it amounted to?
Done what?
I coached. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Like, no. I'm saying, like, you look at guys. This isn't me trying to dog Deion, which a lot of Deion fans are like, oh, you just hate him. Show me the results. And people go, well, it's Colorado. They're not. Look at the conference they're in. The Big 12 sucks. It sucks. We just had a massive game between Utah and BYU. To which the Crumble Cookie owner paid for the fans to run on the field. I don't know if you saw that. CEO of Crumble Cookie.
Let me ask you a question.
Let's get ready to crumble.
When Florida State fires its coach at the end of the year, are they calling Deion?
They didn't.
I'm talking about this year.
Well,
when they fire him this year.
I don't think so. I mean, that's the one spot he could get just because of the ties there, but I don't think so.
He'll get it, but I don't think.
And if I'm him, I'm not leaving Colorado. I'm taking all that money and
he's the king
there.
Yeah. And the expectations aren't that great. Kim McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, the Sun's article shows the team Ravens are struggling both on and off the field. Is it almost like the Bills loss broke this team? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for Teen.
Man. give a couple of shout-outs before we go. First of all, London Hack listening. London has to be with granddad or dad because ain't no way in the world April or Asia listening to Sports Talk Radio right now. So London Hack, one of my favorite ball players. And the Kelly girls, listen to us.
I just hope you don't say anything inappropriate.
I'm just always thinking about that. You got young girls listening to us. You're the one. What is this world of stupid? There is no world of stupid today.
Yeah, there is. It's late.
Oh, yeah, it is. 8:45 world of...
Trust me,
all right, man, you ain't got to whine about it. I just missed it.
Damn, man.
Damn.
You already trying to get rid of my segment.
My ears whining.
I'm gone one day, and he wants to get rid of my segment.
8:45. Jeez. So y'all got to be in school by 8:45.
Good. Yeah. You guys don't want to hear about it. Actually, it's not that bad today.
It's not?
No.
I don't want to hear it.
No, you're going to love the one. And we've done this before. In the world of stupid, we have some audio of a woman that had a traumatic brain injury, and it caused her accent to change. So an English woman now speaks like an Asian woman. And it sounds so racist, it's ridiculous, but that's how she talks.
The Baltimore Sun reporting that the Baltimore Ravens are struggling both on and off the field. Some are pointing to the Buffalo Bills game as the game that broke this team. You and I vehemently disagree. You think what game broke this team?
The Detroit game.
Yeah.
You let them come into your house and they
punked you.
Smoked you.
They punked you in the fourth quarter.
That's at close to full strength. That's the worst beating I think I've seen a good Ravens team take.
And it was
home.
A 21-21 game after three quarters.
Yep.
See, I don't think the Bills game broke them, Jeremy, because they came out and did exactly what they were supposed to do to the Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
They, in the words of Bob Haney, via Don King, pumelled them.
Yes.
They did. They did not look like they belonged in the same division in that game. So I don't think that broke them.
Seeing the Ravens get run on like that either.
If they came out against Cleveland and they struggled and they won at the buzzer or something like that, it's not the same team. But the fact that did not happen... I think the next game, the Detroit Lions really, really smacked them around.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one I would say. And then you start to come out when you're facing inferior teams without Lamar. I think that sucks too, and it just builds. And then all those injuries that happen. Like the Kansas City thing to me was one of the more obvious games. And like for anybody that calls me a homer or anything like that, I laugh at them because I've bet against the Ravens so many times, it's ridiculous. Right. But that Chiefs game to me was a perfect storm of a house of horrors for you guys, and you're missing all these key players. You got four defensive linemen that are down, four practice. Come on, man. A team that can't run the football, they're going to – and you look at it now, everybody's calling the – and I don't know that buy it just yet, but the Chiefs, the class of the AFC right now –
I buy it.
I think some people have to stop dismissing this Colts team. The more and more we question them, you know, we talked last week, what's more true, the Buffalo Bills are a fraud or the Colts are the best team in the AFC? I think I may have been wrong. I didn't like either one of them, but I mean, the Colts look, that's a big win on the road and how they played. I mean, I know they almost gave it up in the fourth, but held on.
I agree with you. I think the Colts are legit, but that doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that the Chiefs aren't the class of the AFC. They are the class of the AFC, not because of the record, but because Patrick Mahomes is getting his weapons back.
We've seen this time and time
again. And we've seen this over and over again, man. Come on, dude. That's why. If they were a team that just got to the Super Bowl last year and they're doing this right now, I'm like, nah, I don't know them. But we know who they are. we are, as you say, familiar with their game.
Yeah. The number one running back in football is Jonathan Taylor. The number two running back is James Cook. Up in Buffalo, and people keep calling Buffalo a fraud. Got a middle of the pack defense, and that Neanderthal back there, quarterback. And I mean, he carries them. I mean, he is just an absolute beast.
The most
man.
Impactful quarterback to the league.
Yep. Still didn't deserve the MVP, but it's okay.
Hey, you can't get off of that. Okay. So, do you think this team is? Are we starting to see maybe some cracks in the armor of the Ravens?
I think we'll learn a lot this week if Lamar plays, because historically, go look at John Harbaugh's record after a bye week. This team, the only team that's been better than them after a bye week has been the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know if this is an MO from something he learned in Philly from Andy Reid, but for whatever reason, they're great off of the bye week.
I think if Lamar doesn't play, we learn a lot.
Okay. Maybe. I mean, like, again, it's so weird when they keep everything close to the vest, they don't tell you anything about these injuries. Like, it was a couple of weeks, and then it was week to week. I do think that was gamesmanship trying to get somebody to get ready for him when we all knew he wasn't going to play. I mean, there were people that were questioning his injury, and then all of a sudden he misses a couple weeks. I don't think you can question that now.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Amo. What's up, Amo?
Morning, guys. Just morning. Two quick things. Regarding the video games, man, I'm not totally opposed to that, man. You know, the team is 1-5. The game against the Texans is questionable if they even showed up to play. So, look, when you guys are here, you're here to focus. Let's focus on football.
Hey, Mo, can I step back for a second? See, that yes, to me, those are two different things. It's not video games. It's cornhole. What was it, ping pong? Mm-hmm. Those are different games. Video games could be an isolated game that I sit down with a controller and play by myself. Cornhole, ping pong are not. Those are games of camaraderie because you cannot play by yourself. So when you say video games, you're sending a different message.
And I bet you when they're playing video games, they ain't playing by themselves either. But
that's not what it is. See, yeah. The difference in games is a completely different message.
Yeah. I don't think you're getting Jordan Stout up there, Forrest Gumping it and hitting against the table folded up and
right.
just keep hitting it.
These are games of camaraderie. So I that's why I disagree with it.
I mean, the Orioles had this for so long. Bumper pull.
They still do.
Stuff. Yeah.
Now, what was your other thing?
And the second thing, I know it's just hypothetical with the Lamar Jackson and the message and or whatever. Look, man, if he is that type of quarterback that is able to play and for whatever reason the condition is not perfect for him to go out there, then there's a Ravens supporter and there's somebody who supports the team emotionally and financially. I don't care if he's the best quarterback born. I don't want him playing on the team.
If that's the case,
that's his mentality.
If that's his mentality. I appreciate that. But you agree, Jeremy? Video games, table games and things like that, two completely different cultures.
Absolutely.
I watched the Orioles play a pool. When they're playing pool, the two guys playing aren't the only ones around the pool table.
I bet they're all talking trash.
Yes.
I mean,
and even the guys that aren't at the pool table, at their locker, or into the game talking trash. Those are games of camaraderie.
I mean, could this be something where they think they're having too much fun and things are bad? Like, it's almost like fandom here, where people are mad at whoever, after the game, he's doing something or he's saying hi to another player and shaking hands or giving him a hug. It's like, you're supposed to hate him. And then they jump on a podcast and Marlon Humphrey's talking about what foods he doesn't like. And then people are like, you just lost the game. Why are you talking about it? They all have different lives. They're all going to do things. Look at all the guys having success with their podcast after their careers are over. I don't fault them for that. I think some of the takes are terrible.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, fellas. Great segment.
Thank you, sir.
Here's kind of my thing, Rob and Jer. If these guys want to enjoy camaraderie and play video games and be losers and get sent home early, well, then good for them. Because people that are winning don't get distracted. They don't care about the personal side of their life. So I'll take winning and nobody liking me over camaraderie.
Wait a minute. They don't care about the personal side of their life. Travis Kelce is doing podcasts, and he's been in more Super Bowls than anybody else right now.
He's
what do
got
you
a
mean?
Song written about his wiener, too.
I mean, the winners don't care about personal aspects of their lives? Where does that come from, Kevin?
Work, not during work, Rob.
Yes, they do. He does a podcast all year long. He does a podcast all year long, Kevin, but nobody says anything because he goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
there are plenty of teams out there that have all these things in their locker room and they're winning.
What kind of statement is winners don't care about personal aspects of their lives? Really? So they just play football and sleep in a locker room?
I just think it's a little trivial.
They don't pick their kids up from school. They don't do any of those things. They just completely dial out. No, man, stop it. Travis Kelce's been doing a podcast for years. No one says he's distracted. Tom Brady would go to concerts during the season. Remember him, people making fun of him dancing at a concert? Some weird dance. Come on, that was during the middle of the season. What do you mean winners don't care about personal aspects of their lives?
Remember when Vince Carter went up to graduate and everybody questioned him? He doesn't care about basketball. It's like, he came back. He was back he just didn't like it because the team lost.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy talk. Jerry Bembry, speaking of NBA, joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Ken only watches film. He doesn't do anything else because he's a winner at it. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.